The Milwaukee VA Medical Center is hosting an event this week designed to help first responders improve their wellness and resilience. And joining us is Dr. Gregory Burek. And Doctor, first of all, let's talk about the event and why this is important for first responders.
Well, absolutely. This is the first of its kind event in the area. This is for building resilience in our police officers and law enforcement and other first responders, firefighters and EMS. There's a lot of trauma and a lot of bad things that go on that are part of the job. You know, just like veterans, they're constantly putting themselves in harm's way. So bad things can happen. And similar to military, the culture says that you're supposed to just stuff it and move on, go to the next call, go to the next scene. So veterans, first responders deal with a lot of issues that they aren't able to talk about or don't know where the resources are. An event like this is showing the support of the community and also all of the people who are able to help for first responders who are having issues.
I don't think a lot of people realize the PTSD that many officers suffer just from going into scenes that don't necessarily make the headlines. I mean, for example, they walk in and it's a baby who's died from crib death, or they are recovering bodies from a fatal fire or a fatal accident. And as you said, this stays with these poor individuals.
Yes, you're exactly right. One definition of a traumatic event is something that happens that you don't have any true control over. You don't have any sense of being able to change, and something pretty bad happens. So as you mentioned, going on to one of the scenes and seeing somebody burnt to death or seeing somebody else that you can't save, the bad thing has already happened. But first responders have this sense of they're supposed to do something. I mean, the training, the mission, the job is go in there and help someone or protect someone. So if you show up on a scene and the bad thing already happened, that's traumatic because now you're stuck with the aftermath. Now you're stuck with the loss and the grief and the family. And those thoughts, there's a sense of guilt that can come up from that trauma, as in, I should have been there sooner. I should have taken a different route. I should have done something different to prevent this outcome. But that's what we call post-traumatic guilt. It's really your brain trying to find a way to regain a sense of control over something you really didn't have any control over. And that's, in my opinion, something that all first responders experience at some point in their career.
Now, this free event I know is open not just to the first responders, but also their families and supporters. So let's talk a little bit about the specifics. What exactly will they learn?
Well, we are going to start. This is about building resilience and showing that the community is there to support. Our main coping mechanisms in the military and in the first responder community is really to suck it up, to suppress, to shove it down and to keep marching, to stay busy, stay distracted. But those coping mechanisms don't work for the long term. Those are things where you can continue on the mission and you can get to work the next day. But every time you kind of have a quiet moment, those feelings come back up, those memories come back up. So this is more about long-term resilience. This is about being able to stay on the job and deal with the losses and not get to 55 and retirement and then not know what to do with yourself. So it's about how you can have a good career with these things that happen in the background and knowing that we're out there to support each other. We're starting the event with Chief Dave Funkhauser, who is a Wisconsin police chief, served 34 years in law enforcement, 17 as chief, and now he goes around the country talking to law enforcement and other first responders about resilience. He's had his own personal struggles along the way, and he is open and honest about how he has felt and how he's dealt with these things. So he's out there to inspire other first responders to seek help. We also have a couple of breakout groups after that to talk about other ways of coping, other ways of finding self-care, finding your sense of purpose, things like that, to open up those discussions that there's a lot of different ways to maintain your resilience, maintain your ability to continue the job and serve the community, but you don't have to do it alone.
And this happens this Thursday from 1 until 4. And tell us where it's going to be, Doctor.
Yes, ma'am. It's going to be downtown at the Milwaukee County War Memorial Center. I think y'all know it as the big bunker-shaped concrete-looking building that's right on the lakefront. It's a beautiful place, and Dan Buttrey, as the president and CEO, has really revitalized it. It's a beacon for the veteran community, and with this event, it can become a beacon for the first responder community as well.
And again, if anybody's interested in attending, particularly first responders and their families and friends, what do they need to do?
All they need to do is show up. So whether it's the first responder themselves or the family members are part of the support structure as well. If you want to come, if you want to listen, if you want to learn, we're also going to have a resource fair so you can see all of the organizations in the Milwaukee area that are dedicated to helping out first responders. So there'll be time for each of these things, and hopefully everybody walks away with a better sense of community and resilience.
Dr. Greg Burek, thank you so much for sharing this story with us, and thank you for the work that you do with these first responders.
Yes, ma'am. Thank you for the time, and thank you for keeping the message out there.